You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for June 1996.
Thanks, Chris. And hi, DX Audio Service members. This is Fred Volby in your ear with your June 1996 DX Audio Service magazine. And coincidentally, you can write to us at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. Our telephone number is area code 419-228-4199. The fax number 419-221-1609. And the brand new Musings to the Members line 419-224-1609. And if you'd like to write to us on the internet, our address is gnbc at alpha.wcoil, that's WCOIL.com. So there you go, all the address information that you need to know, but we got to keep in the know with Jerry Starr's AM Switch. So let's swing it right over to Jerry, and here's what's happening.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Since it's that time of year when the DX News Magazine is in its monthly publication schedule, that means we only have one reference number, but it's a biggie this month. The reference number is 385, and it starts with a big stack of call letter changes. On 540, WWNZ Pine Hills, Florida becomes WRTM. 560 WHND Monroe, Michigan changing to WLLZ. 670 KLDC Commerce City, Colorado becomes KLTT. If that sounds like half of a call swap, it is. Here's the other half. 800 KLTT Brighton, Colorado becomes KLDC. On 820 WNZE in Largo, Florida becomes WZTM. 830 WADU in Norco, Louisiana changing to WFNO. 840 KOOK Eugene, Oregon becomes KKNX. On 850 WUTK Knoxville, Tennessee, Convention City becomes WIOL. 860 WYJZ Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania goes back to their former call of WAMO. On 900 KAWA, Floydada, Texas becomes KFLP. On 1010 WXTL, Jacksonville Beach, Florida changing to WIOJ. On 1030 WXSS in Memphis, Tennessee, they did not change to WSSV as we reported last month. They have changed to WSFZ. On 1090 KVDB in Sioux Center, Iowa becomes KSOU. 1220 KCGO, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, changing to KGIR. 1260 WNDR in Syracuse, New York. There's a long-standing call that's going by the boards. They become WNSS. 1320 KKLQ, Oceanside, California, becomes KKSM. 1380 KRAM, St. Louis, Missouri, one of those markets where you can have either a K or a W call. They will change to WKBQ. 1400 WELL Battle Creek, Michigan becomes WWKN. 1470 WRQQ Farrell, Pennsylvania changing to WICT. 1490 KEZO Omaha, Nebraska becomes KOSR. 1520 WINW Canton, Ohio, the call this station has had since it went on the air, they become WPGY. 1540 KXED Los Angeles, California becomes KXGM. 1580 WWOF Camp Lejeune, North Carolina becomes WCTJ. And two changes on 1600 WLLS in Hartford, Kentucky changing to WSNR. And also 1600 WJQI Chesapeake, Virginia becomes WFOG. Several applications for new stations of interest on 870 kilohertz. Application for a new station in Chesterfield, South Carolina, 400 watts and a D1 antenna. And on 1060, application for a new station in Lancaster, South Carolina. This was incorrectly shown originally as an application for a synchro for WMAP, which is a silent station. Actually, it's an application for a new station in Lancaster, South Carolina, with 400 watts D1, an application that is mutually exclusive with the renewal of the silent WMAP. One application of interest from an existing facility on 1050 WRPT in Peterborough, New Hampshire, would like to change their frequency to 650 kilohertz, change their power to 250 watts, change their antenna to D3, and change their city of license to Foxborough, New Hampshire. I think they ran out of things they could change. Moving on to otherness, the FCC continues its house cleaning this month with another list of stations that it has begun license revocation proceedings against since they have been off the air for over a year. The new Communications Act has a provision which calls for license revocation for stations silent more than a year. These stations include on 1110 KGPL, Dermot, Arkansas, on 1150 KUHD, Port Neches, Texas, 1190 KMOA in Kensett, Arkansas, on 1330 KRDG in Redding, California, and on 1460 KCCL in Paris, Arkansas. Now, those stations have not been revoked yet, but the proceedings are underway. There are other stations that have been canceled and the calls deleted, and we'll get to them as we go through otherness by order of frequency. On 870 WGTL, Kannapolis, North Carolina, license is canceled and the call deleted, which may explain the application for the new station on 870 in Chesterfield, South Carolina, which we delineated just a few moments ago. On 930 WLLL, Lynchburg, Virginia, this silent station is back on the air. On 1000 WRNJ in Hackettstown, New Jersey, as we already told you, this station has been bought by WINS, the New York City 1010 station, with the intention of taking it off the air to improve their coverage in New Jersey. Now, a letter from Lawrence Teague, the chief engineer at this station, confirms that they will be off soon, but, and we quote, "We are moving to 1510 on the AM dial. Please let us know how you receive our new non-directional signal." Well, now, there is an existing application for 900 watts daytime, 230 watts nighttime U2 antenna for Hackettstown. Evidently, WRNJ plans to move here, but we just checked the latest FCC online database, and that has not yet been granted. It's still just in application status, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. On 1030, an application for a new station in Bossier City, Louisiana, has been dismissed. You can scratch that out of your log. On 1150 WGBN, New Kensington, Pennsylvania, this station that was silent due to a fire at their studio and transmitter site is back on the air. 1200 Pleasure Ridge Park, Kentucky, another application for a new station that has been dismissed. On 1240 WPBQ in Flowood, Mississippi, this station was granted a construction permit to change their proposed transmitter site. Now, the only reason this is of interest is because this is an unbuilt CP that's been around for years. There has been some question as to whether or not this construction permit was still viable. Evidently, it is. 1270 WVKY, Louisa, Kentucky. This license is canceled and the call deleted. Also on 1270 KFCC, Missouri City, Texas, presently running a special temporary authority for 300 watts U1 day and night until their new U4 facility can be built. 1280 KDYL, Salt Lake City, Utah, their construction permit for 10,000 watts in the day, 600 watts at night, is on the air. 1370, application for new station in Henderson, Florida, has been dismissed. Also on 1370 KAPB in Marksville, Louisiana, the license for this long silent station has been canceled and the call deleted. Likewise on 1410 WLBJ Bowling Green, Kentucky, license canceled, call deleted. 1470 WOLM Lake Mary, Florida, construction permit for a new station that never was built, that has been canceled and the call deleted. 1480 WSHP Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, this station is silent. 1540 KISA Honolulu, Hawaii is silent. Also on 1540 KCTO Columbia, Louisiana, this long silent station has been canceled and the call deleted. 1570 KMAR Winsboro, Louisiana has been canceled and the call deleted. 1580 WCTJ Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, this long silent station under the call WWOF has been heard testing with audio from WLOJ, the 1490 station in New Bern, North Carolina. Looks like this station is coming back on the air. Looks like it may be a simulcast with New Bern. 1590 KJAZ McFarland, California, this license has been canceled, the call deleted. Also, their construction permit to move to 750 also canceled. And finally on 1590 KDLB Henrietta, Oklahoma, the license is canceled and the call deleted. Fortunately, one thing that has not been canceled and deleted is the Travelog, one of my favorite parts of the DX Audio Service, and one of my favorite DX Audio Service hosts, none other than John Bunker. Okay, John, that'll be a buck and a half.
Well, thanks again, Jerry. Hey, and by the way, fella, it's still warm down here in Tampa, which is why we're in Indiana this week. Well, hello to all our friends in the DX Audio Service. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be finishing our tour of the country hopping from station to station that operates at 1330 on the dial. We're going to start in eastern Ohio, and guess what we hear?
WHOT Campbell and Hot FM 101, WHOT FM Youngstown, with music and Jerry Starr.
You know, Jerry, I can't think of another promo where the talent's name comes after the word music, which gives you star billing, right? Well deserved, of course. But let's see now, they've changed things in the Youngstown market quite a bit. That station moved to 1390 on the dial and left 1330 so that we heard this for a while.
Financial News in the Valley, WFNB Camel Business Radio 1330. We're your 24-hour source of financial news and business information in the Mahoney Valley.
And then later on, the Newswire.
This is Youngstown. AM 1330, WYWR, Camel. AM 1470, WRQQ, Farrell. The Newswire Network.
NBC Radio News, I'm Mike Anthony.
Okay, and then we taped...
Real Country is KC Country. WZKC Campbell and WRQQ Farrell.
And then if you move into that area right now today, this is what you hear.
That is coming up next.
The Valley Sports Leader, Sports Radio 1330, WASN, Camel.
One on one,
it could be quite a pitcher's duel in the All-Star.
Okay, let's come down to the Mountain State next.
133 is WEPG New Martinsville.
All right, and then just west of Knoxville.
15 seconds, 11 o'clock.
Wake up and hear WAEW 1330, Crossville.
You know, I can't let that pass without saying something. Over the Labor Day weekend here at the end of August this year, we're going to be having the National Radio Club and DX Audio Service annual convention in Knoxville at a Ramada Inn. And Linda and I are going to be there. She'll be at the reception desk, and I'll be doing my usual malarkey on Sunday mornings, talking about radio stations and DXing and all that good stuff. If you have any chance at all to get to Knoxville, don't miss out on really a highlight weekend of your entire year. It should be a lot of fun. That's enough of a plug. Let's get back to our regularly scheduled program.
This is WFTO, Fulton, Tupelo.
And now a brief look at the top news stories of the hour. Secretary of State Baker hails the Middle East peace talks in Spain as a breakthrough.
All right, a breakthrough it is. Remember, we're traveling from west to east on this frequency. We may do this again in the future, too. So we should next move east from that station in Mississippi to Alabama.
WZCT Scottsboro, AM 1330.
Good one, Dale.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Jenny West. Tragedy at sea, and the cost is paid in human lives.
Oh, boy. And finally, we come to the Sunshine State, out on the panhandle with the crystal white sandy beaches and all that.
Thanks, everybody. Don't forget the addresses for the people. Three River Street, White Springs, Florida, 32096. USA. All the best. May God bless.
Santa Rosa's first choice for news and information.
WEBY, Milton.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. Time is running out on serial killer John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah. The next voice you hear will be from our state capital.
This program was furnished by Radio Bible Class of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
WCVC, Tallahassee.
USA Radio Network News. Good morning, this is Ron Jenkins. Nelson Mandela is now officially the president of South Africa.
Now, Lakeland, Florida is a city halfway from Tampa to Orlando.
Tokyo News, WWAV Lakeland. We now join NBN News, already in progress.
The Howard Beach section of Queens,
you
New York.
You cheater.
The trial judge wasn't...
Let's see now. Here's a messy sequence where the announcer gets at least half the information dead wrong.
Tampa Bay!
You are at the right place to savor the excitement of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. WJNO AM 1330 carries every home and away Tampa Bay Buccaneer game. The kickoff is straight ahead. But first, the pregame show with sportscaster Dave Logan on WJNO.
Well, now, WJNO was never at 1330 on the dial.
Merry Christmas from WJNO, AM 1230 and 1330.
Oh, no. That got worse and worse. So we let the tape run, and here's what he did to correct it.
Point to us and will receive the opening kickoff. Now let's pause for station identification. This is the Buccaneer Radio Network.
The Bucs are on WJNO, West Palm Beach, Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, AM 1230. Plus WJNX, Port Pierce, Port St. Lucie, AM 1330.
That's better. Well, it's time to leave the comfort of the Sunshine State and head north into Georgia at this point on our trek around the United States at 1330 on the dial.
WMLT, Dublin, with your favorites.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Jerry Hamilton.
Okay, Jerry. Now, if you take the interstate from Atlanta to Charlotte, you pass right through Greenville, South Carolina.
Up here, wishing holiday greetings to each and every one of you from all of us at WFBC Greenville, WORD in Spartanburg.
NBC Radio News. The advice of the California Highway Patrol to people who plan on driving in the mountains, forget it.
Okay, this next little town we're going to be hearing from is next door to the up-and-coming Country Music Center of the Atlantic Coast.
Committed to serving the community with the most information and the best music, we're Hot 1330 WBIG Conway, Myrtle Beach. The big difference on your AM. It is now time for Classic Tracks, straight up 9 o'clock. I'm R.D., going to spin your favorite.
Okay, Mark, and here we go to the heart of the Croatan National Forest near the coast of North Carolina.
I'm at QWCPQ AM, Havelock, Cherry Point, and New Bern is Q105. I'm Lee Weston, playing your Eastern Carolina favorites. Hey, 2 o'clock? Yeah. Here's Mick Jagger and David Bowie.
Don't you!
You know, getting from Havelock to this next town on the Delmarva Peninsula used to be a real trick, but now with the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel...
The sounds of Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller...
It's a breeze.
Sammy Kaye, Harry James...
Gene Cooper...
Tommy Dorsey, and many more on the Shore's Best, FM 103, WESR, only and Onancock.
That's only Virginia, O-N-L-E-Y spelled.
FM 103 and AM 1330, WESR, only on Hancock. Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning, I'm Tim O'Donnell. Israel and the Palestine Liberation Organization apparently are in agreement.
Good grief, that's news, I'll agree. Let's go over by the Luray Caverns next.
Wrapping it up today, let's burn alive. Little bitty cheer, let me down. See you tomorrow morning at around 6 o'clock, we hope, anyway. This is WRA, Lou Ray.
That's WRAA.
Around the world, around the clock, this is UPI News. Good morning.
And that brings us to Danville, Virginia, home of the National Museum of Tobacco and Textiles. I can tell you, you walk in the big front door, and there's a sign as you enter the building. No smoking.
WBTM in Danville, Virginia, we are still at 75 degrees at 1 o'clock.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Linda Moore. The Save Our Cities, Save Our Children march is underway in Washington.
Let's go halfway from Baltimore to Philadelphia.
Perryville, first night game ever at Perryville. We'll have it for you tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff on Classic Country, AM 1330, WASA in Havana Grace. It's 12 o'clock.
Now here's a sequence of call signs at 1330 on the dial, all from Erie, Pennsylvania. That became...
This is the music of your life. AM 1330 WEYZ, Erie.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nahn. The Tennessee Supreme Court rules a divorced man cannot be forced to become a father.
And if you go there today, this is what you hear at 1330.
Join us again next Sunday and every Sunday at 9:30, ladies and gentlemen, for the Rosary Hour with Father Justin, pre-recorded from Buffalo, New York. In 5 seconds, it'll be 10 o'clock on Flagship 1330 AM WFLV Erie. Time for ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Catherine Powdery.
It's just complete destruction of houses. Everything is thrown about. The trees, all the trees are bare and broken. It's just total destruction.
We were driving a motorhome in that storm to pick up this station.
Radio for the Tri-Counties. WSBQ, Springville, AM 1330.
Springville, New York's just south of Buffalo.
Fidel Castro today banned the departure from Cuba of unsafe boats and rafts that carry young people. The order to the Cuban Coast Guard was signed by Castro and published on the front page of the Cuban newspaper.
At the eastern end of New York,
both worlds, country and contemporary, from your daytime companion, Radio 13 WEBO Owego.
They call it upstate. And here is from the capital region.
This program is a presentation of Radio Bible Class, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
New York's capital region has someone to turn to. 1330 WHAZ Troy.
Do you have a personal computer? Everyone should have one.
Yeah, sure, so we can all be miserable. Let's go 150 miles south of Troy now.
WEVD AM now leaves the air to return at 8 p.m. WEVD AM operates on a frequency of 1330 kilohertz. By authority of the Federal Communications Commission.
Remember that one? And then in 1968, that station became?
Hear the promise of tomorrow each Saturday morning at 8 a.m. That's Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. here on WPOW. New York.
It was that for about 20 years in New York City.
Radio Bible Class, please be sure to tell them you heard this program on WNYM, 1330 on your dial in New York.
And if you tune to 1330 today in New York...
Alleluia, 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 alleluia!
This is WWRV New York, 1330 on your AM dial, a Radio Vision Christiana management station.
Let's cross into New England and go to the Charles River Basin of Massachusetts.
WCRB AM and WCRB FM Waltham, serving Greater Boston with concert music, in-town facility at Boston's elegant Sheraton Plaza Hotel.
Oh, boy, yeah. Hey, that tape was made about 20 years ago. I'll get to you in a minute. And it was stolen in the middle 1970s and became this.
3 o'clock, we're Boston Country, 1330 WDLW Waltham, a broadcast service of the Acton Corporation.
This last ID brings tears to my eyes, but we'll let it go.
In just a couple of minutes, just want to tell you that right now, it's 12 o'clock, high noon on this Earth Day 1990, and you've landed with us here on the Sunday Morning Cereal Box, here on WRCA Boston. Now here's part two.
Yeah, part two is right. That was not what we and RCA had hoped would happen to our flagship call sign when the company ended in 1987, but it did, and that's history. And my log says it's Waltham, not Boston, so I think, you know. Hey, next month, we're going to start the 1350 tapes. And, by the way, the 1340 stations are going to be separately packaged on a 90-minute tape that Fred will be distributing as part of the After Dark series, and he'll tell you all about that later on, I'm sure. Well, we have over 140 stations at 1340 on the dial on tape, so they just wouldn't fit on the audio service, as you can understand. So we'll be way out west next month at 1350, and I can't wait. And speaking of not waiting, here's Jim Snowbarger.
All righty, Mr. Barger. Thank you, sir. And welcome to another edition of the column we call Bandscan, a monthly feature here on the DX Audio Service where we take a look up as well as down our beloved AM radio band to see from just darn near anywhere we can get an antenna of, actually. And, of course, get mail from there to me, and then we're all set. Oh, last month I was so upset because by the time this got in the mail, I realized I'd forgotten to show you
what I observed when I was looking around my upper portion of the band around 1640 kilohertz. We all know that KXBT in Vallejo, California is on there. And here's how they sounded at my location.
KXBT, 1640 Vallejo.
That recorded near Marshalltown, Iowa, in the center of the state. We're not really sure. Recorded in mid-March sometime, and we think they were transmitting with 10 kilowatts at night instead of their 1 kilowatt allocation as authorized.
Welcome to the Soul Food Cafe. I'm your chef, Warren Brooks. My number, 1-800-366-80. It's the Meat of Baker winning weekend on the hottest station around.
Yeah, solid gold soul. Yeah, that was recorded off of an ICF 2010 Sony receiver connected up to a Palomar Engineers loop and, just to be sure, a select antenna as well, which did help, by the way. Now, they've moved, you know, to 1630 kilohertz, something to do with the new allocation plan, and I don't know if I can get them now. They're probably doing 1,000 watts at night, and frankly, we've just been entirely too much thunderstorm activity. But not nearly enough of the, yes. As a matter of fact, we could be looking at another drought situation out here in the Midwest this year, which could be serious, as you know. As the water table falls and the ground conductivity drops off, all the AM arrays go out of tune, and the daytime reception just goes to, well, gets bad, actually. And maybe the best we can hope for is that Tom Brokaw will do a story on it to bring some attention to our plight. And maybe he and his friends on the Hill can make droughts a little easy for him to say. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if Tom could make droughts a little? Okay, all right, I get the idea. Back to business.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami with a band scan of Western New York and Southern Ontario radio. This was recorded when I visited my parents in August of 1995, and it was recorded just outside of Rochester, New York. So we're really hearing radio from an area, a triangular-shaped area bounded by Rochester on the east, Buffalo on the southwest, and Toronto on the northwest, with towns and cities in between. Many people have expressed interest in this part of the country, particularly the Canadian stations, which folks have asked me to record on numerous occasions. So on this band scan, I'll put a little more emphasis on the Canadian stations than I will on those in New York State. Unfortunately, I was not able to use my Panasonic RF2200, which I've used for previous band scans, because the venerable old 2200 is literally falling apart. So I used a GE World Monitor 2, a large portable multiband receiver. The AM on the World Monitor 2 is almost as good as the 2200 and the Super Radio. Not quite as good, a little more noisy, also a little more tendency to get low audio level on weak stations, but certainly I would say it is 90 to 95% as good. So you'll hear what radio reception is like in Western New York on a better than average, but not best in the world, portable. Of course, we wouldn't get as many stations in either downtown Rochester or downtown Buffalo. Those of you who haven't had a chance to DX outside the city, try it sometime. Also, of course, there would be a little variation in reception as you travel around Western New York, but what you hear is typical of the daytime dial more or less throughout the region. And we'll begin with 530, that Canadian station, CIAO.
You're listening to AM
530. Lots of different languages on Chow. 550 WGR News Talk Radio Buffalo.
Currently Niagara Falls 70 degrees, downtown Buffalo 71, and Elma 71. I'm Erica Bryson, WGR 55, Buffalo's 24-hour news radio.
560 CFOS in Owen Sound, Ontario. A very good example of a small town radio station in the province of Ontario.
The barometer is holding steady. We have northeast winds under 10 kilometers per hour. It's 25 along the Lake Huron shoreline, 25 on the Bruce Peninsula, 26 in Saugeen Country, and 26 in the Georgian Triangle. Right here at CFOS, it is 26 Celsius, 79 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul Smith for the latest forecast affecting Gray, Bruce, and Simcoe. Stay tuned to the First Radio Satellite Weather Network.
Remember that in Canada, temperatures are given in Celsius. 570 WSYR, Syracuse News Talk.
Those bare spots will have a chance to fill in from October, November, March, April, May, and June before new weed seeds start to be disseminated.
580 CFRA, Ottawa. So weak that you can barely hear it. This is where we would have noticed a little difference on the 2200 or the super radio, where we could have actually heard this station a little better.
Now, I love you guys. You're on the book. I can explain things going in your heads every day. The funny thing about the book is that the chapters, all the chapters in the book, reflect all the...
590, The Fan in Toronto. The call was CJCL. I don't know if it still is or not, because Canadian stations usually don't give their call. It was on 1430. 1430 and 590 did a swap, as we'll hear later.
Serving Ontario sports fans from the heart of Toronto, this is Sports Radio, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Racing Form.
610 CKTB St. Catharines.
Monday and Tuesday are sunny with highs around 30. Right now, 25 Celsius or 77 Fahrenheit at 610 CKTB.
620 WHEN News Talk Syracuse with a program called The TV Doctor. Not exactly a DX program, but a program that talks a lot about television reception.
Okay, now I remember years ago I bought for my home a log periodic antenna. Are those still made?
Unfortunately, the answer is I don't think so. I had one made by Channel Master years ago.
Yes, the same thing?
Yeah, it was a super good antenna, and I recommend any of those, that antenna. That happens to be a very nice antenna.
630 CFCO Chatham, Ontario. Oldies.
Great oldies. 630 CFCO turned up in St. Longaway. Said the Righteous Brothers was a soul of inspiration.
It's the way you like it. At Northtown Restaurant, Northtown Center, Chatham.
640. I believe the call is still CHOG in Toronto. They used to call themselves the Hog. I think they call themselves now Talk 640 or something. I don't remember.
And out-of-town festivals this weekend include the Summer Folk Festival at Kelso, Beach Park, and Orange Down. The Marie Dressler Film Fest in Coburg. The Collingwood Horse Show at the Bygone Days Farm and Golf Course Road. The Fiddle Six Folk Fest on Niagara on the Lake is on. More of the countdown coming up in just a few moments right here on AM 640.
680 CFTR, All News Radio in Toronto.
Monica Seles is into the semifinals of the Canadian Open. We'll have the details next on 680 Sports.
SKITZO.
680 News Time, 11:45. Now with 680 Sports, here's James Monroe.
Notice how the Canadians say Z instead of Z. Now we'll have 690 CBF. French language station from Montreal.
Là, la plus connue. Et dès qu'on pense au Barbier TV, on pense bien sûr à Figaro, à tout ça. Et c'est évident qu'on pense musique joyeuse, tout ce qu'on voudra.
710 CJRN, Niagara Falls, Canada, and 740 CBL Toronto with some CBC humor.
This is 710 CJRN with 10 great years of music every hour.
I spoke to Roy Bonesteel, former host of Man Alive, who wished to remain anonymous, and he said he was getting lots of commercial work until he showed up on Double Exposure. Now the only job he can get is the stunt double for the man from GLAAD.
760 WJR Detroit, 770 WABC New York, two stations which really test the mettle of a radio during the daytime. Again, if we had the 2200 or the super radio, we would definitely notice a difference in the reception of these two stations.
You could be seeing higher prices for chickens in coming weeks. Nearly a million chickens were done in prematurely by the relentless triple-digit heat in the south.
WTNY in Watertown, New York.
I'm Mitchell Krause, CBS News.
WTNY News Time is 12:05. I'm Will Hansen. A gorgeous day out there. Sunny, low humidity, high in the mid-80s.
800 CJBQ in Belleville, which, by the way, is, I believe, the first radio station that Rich McVicker of HCJB worked at. And just in the background, you may hear a little bit of CKLW Windsor.
It's 12:09, and that's Quinty Network News. For Bob Food Pontiac and Subway Sandwiches, I'm Gary Freyberg. Bill Dixon is next with sports on CJBQ.
The Jays continue their losing ways, but at least the Expos win. It's time for CJBQ Sports, brought to you by Finkel Electric.
820 CHAM, CHAM, country station in Hamilton, Ontario, with a little bit of a station in Elmira, New York, in the background. They're also country, by the way.
And now, time is running out for Garth Brooks, The Hit. Because Garth Brooks, The Hit, is available for a limited time only. Get your copy today and pick up a piece of greatness.
820 CHAM. 830 CFJR in Brockville.
That's the community watch. If you belong to a public service group or nonprofit organization and have a message you'd like to pass along to the Brockville area, just mail fax or drop your message off at our studios on Stewart Boulevard, and we'll get them on the air for you free of charge. Community watch, the public service of 830 CFJR.
850 in Penyan, New York. I think the call is WYLF, but I'm not quite sure. I see by the DX Audio Service that they have just applied for permission to go full-time.
Who's that?
Douglas. Okay, we're going to listen to Jimmy Dorsey play Blue Champagne. Now, what record did Jimmy Dorsey's band make number one on the hit parade 20 years after it was written?
Then 860, of course, CJBC, French Language Radio in Toronto. How many of you know that there used to be two English language networks of the CBC? CBL was the flagship station for what was called the Trans-Canada Network, and CJBC was the flagship station for the Dominion Network of the CBC. Now, of course, they are French.
L'activité économique a encore été dominée par les problèmes du Japon. Mais cette fois-ci, on a assisté à un changement d'attitude de la part de la Fed, la banque centrale des États-Unis, qui, de concert d'ailleurs avec les banques centrales allemandes et japonaises, a soutenu le dollar américain contre le yen japonais.
And then 870 WHCU in Ithaca, New York.
Courtesy of the National Association of Broadcasters, News Radio, WHCU, and Light 97 FM.
Hi, John Madden with a sports calendar for Saturday, August 19th.
900 CHML, Hamilton.
Coming up on Friday, August the 25th, is the Elysian Dream Celtic Cub Duo, and Saturday, August the 26th, the Saltopathic Treatment Celtic Band. Holy smokes, they'll probably make you feel great. That's Music of the City in Gore Park from Hometown Radio, 900 CHML.
Well, Mr. Tim, by now you know the meaning of that sounder. We're plumb out of time for this month, but not to fear. We'll pick that up right where we left off next month and continue from there, so not a thing will be lost. By the way, dear Bandscanner, we are looking for material. Last month I told you that I was eager to collect more samples to be useful in making some program material here, and I didn't hear from you, so get on it. We're looking for whatever we can find in the way of material that you think might be interesting here on the column, so put it on a tape and send it to me if you will. My name is Jim Snowbarger, S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R, and I accept mail at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. You internet junkies can catch me at jlsnow at fcseng.frco.com. We'll see you next month.
D-X-A-S.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti. Courtesy Ernie Wieslowski, we're now going to take a trip back in time to 1963. While sorting through his archives, Ernie discovered a reel-to-reel tape recording made by a fellow DXer, Erland Nilsson, in Sweden. The recording was made between 20 and 0300 hours European Central Time, December 1st and 2nd, 1963. And features typical reception of European medium wave, plus a popular station from Chicago as heard in Sweden. We'll start with what was then and still is one of Sweden's more widely heard medium wave stations. Note how the location on the dial is indicated.
The time is 23:30 Greenwich Mean Time. That is 0:30 Central European Time.
This is Radio Sweden. After the news,
and today's review of Swedish editorial comments. There'll be a special announcement about our coming language series. This will be followed by topic of the day. And finally, Radio Sweden will be calling the exit. Here first is the news, read by Patrick Holt. A battalion of Belgian paratroopers landed back in Brussels from the Congo on Tuesday morning.
Let's see now. Frequency in kilohertz equals 300 divided by wavelength in meters. 300 divided by 254.7 meters equals 1178 kilohertz. Sweden on 1178. Of course, now they're heard on 1179 kilohertz. Next up, Barcelona, Spain on 737 kilohertz. Radio Nacional de España, Centro Emisor Regional del Nordeste in Barcelona. I wonder if Spain was as widely heard in Eastern North America back in 1963 as it is today. The Barcelona station is still on the air, now at 738 kilohertz with 600 kilowatts of power.
AFN News, presenting daily three 30-minute comprehensive reports at 7, 18, and 22 hours. AFN newsmen across Europe and correspondents from major American networks join to bring you an up-to-the-minute report on news, sports, and the market. Listen to The World at 7, 18, and 22 hours, presented by AFN News.
That's AFN Armed Forces Network, Western Germany on 1106 kilohertz. AFN is still on the air at 1107 kilohertz. However, your best bet for AFN Germany these days is on 873 kilohertz, usually heard carrying U.S. sports most evenings. Here's France signing off.
Excusez le personnel, je vous rappelle que sur France Inter du 829, vous pouvez entendre toute la nuit de la musique, des conseils pour les automobilistes, et aussi, à chaque heure, un bulletin d'information. Tiens, maintenant, on vous dit, madame, mademoiselle, mesdames et messieurs, bonsoir et bonne nuit.
RTF in France, transmitting from Paris on 1070 kilohertz with 100 kilowatts. This station is no longer on the air. France is most often logged here in the eastern North America on 1206 and 1377 kilohertz with Radio Blue network programming.
To the Scottish Observer, to the Scottish News and Sports News, read by John Arnott.
That's the Scottish Regional Service of the BBC, broadcasting on 809 kilohertz from Wester Glen, Great Britain in 1963. Today on 810 kilohertz as BBC Radio Scotland, the station is still on the air with 100 kilowatts. The Het interfering with Great Britain on 809 kilohertz was perhaps from WGY Schenectady, New York on 810. Speaking of interference, this is 989 kilohertz in what's supposed to be radio in the American sector, West Berlin. The station had 300 kilowatts of power, but this and other frequencies were jammed to prevent reception in East Germany. Get your calculators ready for this next one, Yugoslavia.
This is the Yugoslav, Yugoslavia. You have just heard our third broadcast in English, which we translate every day from 22 to 22:15 hours Greenwich Mean Time on 236.6, 49.18, 41.67, and 31.56 meters. Listen to us again tomorrow from 15:30 to 16 hours Greenwich Mean Time on 31.56 and 19.69 meters. And for the second time from 18:30 to 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on 49.18 and 41.67 meters. And for the third time from 22
Yugoslavia on 236.6 meters. Once again, to convert to frequency in kilohertz, simply divide 300 by 236.6, and the answer is 1268 kilohertz. This Yugoslavian station is still on the air today, now on 1269. And now, one more long-distance reception from 1963. WLS Chicago is heard from Sweden in 1963. Hope you've enjoyed this trip back in time. Thanks to Ernie Wesolowski for providing us with a historical moment in radio. More next time on the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
Steve Francis writes to say that the 63rd Annual National Radio Club Convention welcomes you to beautiful East Tennessee, home of the most visited national park in North America. On the edge of the Great Smoky Mountains, Knoxville is within an hour's drive of Dollywood, the Museum of Atomic Energy, Gatlinburg, Biltmore House, and so much more. Lakes, majestic mountains, just about everything but the beach. Three major interstates, 40, 75, and 81, traverse along East Tennessee. This year's convention site is the Ramada Inn at the junction of 40 and 75, just off exit 378 at 323 Cedar Bluff Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37923. Special convention rates are $48.50 double and single, and $56.50 for triple and quad. Registration fee, including the banquet, is $40. The Ramada's telephone number is area code 423-693-7330. Specify the National Radio Club when making your reservation. Questions? Well, just write to Steve Francis, 1620 Lodge Street, Alcoa, that's A-L-C-O-A, Tennessee, 37701, or telephone area code 423-982-3122. And we hope you attend the convention, which will be August 30th through September the 2nd. And we have more of the DX Audio Service on side two of this cassette. Flip it over when you hear the magical new call sign in Los Angeles.
KHF Los Angeles.